I just got a reminder from Kim saying she remembers this one commercial, and it was very powerful. It came out in about 1971, if you recall this. It was an Indian, and he was alone in a canoe going through some river water. As he was going along, you saw in the water all kinds of pollution, trash that people had just carelessly thrown into the water. That's what people did. Cruise ships used to throw their trash and junk, furniture, everything, into the ocean. Because, well, the ocean was so big. All these things used to happen. Hopefully they don't happen at all anymore. But remember the commercial with the Indian in his canoe and going through the pollution and the tears coming down his face. How many remember that commercial from 1971? Once you are reminded of it, it is a memory that you recall had an impact. Unless you were heartless, it had an impact on you. Well, today is Earth Day, and though some people go overboard with that, the reality is we should be responsible stewards of this planet that we live on and try to leave it even better than when we found it, when we leave and the other folks follow us. It's the least we can do. All right, we have the House passing a $95 billion package over the weekend, providing foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Some moderate Republicans commended Speaker Mike Johnson after he joined the Democrats to advance the measure to the Saturday vote, while others in the conservative flank voiced strong opposition. Republican Representative Crazy Woman Marjorie Taylor Greene said Speaker Johnson betrayed Republican voters and threatened to call a vote for his ouster. Now, will she do that for the other 101 Republicans who voted also for it? Come on, Marjorie! Well, anyway, Rocky Rajkowski, a retired lieutenant colonel for the U.S. Army, is here to give us his take on that package and maybe on a few other things that are happening in our world today, because I admire Rocky and I appreciate his thinking. Rocky, welcome back.
Hey, Paul W., thank you for having me on. And by the way, I think I was in diapers when that commercial came out in 1971.
Well, I was just graduating from high school, so I guess I am. And I was still wearing diapers. No, and I guess I am older than everybody, but that's okay.
That's all right.
All right, it's okay. So, I mean, you do remember the commercial, though.
I do recall it.
The Indian crying. It was powerful. Anyway.
Yeah, very much so.
All right, it was powerful, too, to finally say we are going to help Ukraine. We are going to continue to help Ukraine, Israel, and now we're even getting involved with Taiwan.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Believe it or not, you know, Paul W., we actually have been involved with Taiwan with the Asian Pacific Command, what's called the Pacific Command, with our military in that region. And Taiwan has always been, even though we've had this, our State Department has this one China policy, Taiwan has always been a partner of ours in the defense of that region and played an integral role of that. And right now we have, many people may not know this, but we have special operation forces in that region, Navy, Army, Marine Corps, and Air Force assets that are working with the Taiwanese military to build up their military and protect themselves from any future attack of China.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
we do.
I guess I should have paid closer attention. Yeah. I know we... What is that noise I keep hearing once in a while? Is something moving where you are?
No, I'm on my cell phone. I have no idea what it is.
Okay, but, all right, very good. All right, so was this a good move or not a good move? I'd say you're a conservative Republican.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a conservative Republican. I'm a conservative, and I understand what these individuals on the conservative right wing are concerned about. They're concerned about overspending and not watching our southern border. But I believe we can chew gum and walk at the same time. I think that when you look at the threats, the future threats in our world, we need to support our partners and our allies in Ukraine and in Israel and in the Asian Pacific area. What was really interesting about this package, the Senate passed it as one big package, but the House had to tear it up into four packages. The first one was Ukraine, the second one was Israel, the third one was Taiwan. And the Israel package, by the way, also included about $8 billion of what they call economic and humanitarian aid for Gaza, which I guess I understand the humanitarian aid. I don't understand the economic aid when for years they've been taking that aid from all over the world, and instead of helping their own people, they've been building tunnels and buying missiles.
Yeah,
you know, because people always say that there's they say there's so much lacking, medicine and food lacking and water lacking in Gaza. The only thing that's not lacking, as I always say, is missiles. How is that? Yeah, that's amazing. But in the fourth bill was a combined bill to put Iran sanctions and basically seize Russian assets, Russian oligarch assets in the U.S. or that U.S. has control over, and take that money and pay ourselves back, as well as potentially put it into a fund that rebuilds Ukraine after the war.
You know, it's an excellent point we don't bring up very often, and so much of this has been brought upon themselves, sadly. But you're right. With the billions of dollars that have gone to the Palestinians, you got to ask yourself, how come it wasn't used for all the things they say they don't have?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest problems when we start doling out cash. So I understand and I get the conservative angst because they are angry with our overspending. Listen, our budget deficit, we're teetering into a position where financially we're not going to be able to afford anything because our debt payments are going to be larger than anything else. I get it. But in this situation, I believe that supporting our allies so that we don't have to fight future wars is a lot better by spending a little bit now than costing lives. Listen, I've seen war. I don't want to see war, and I'd rather have it end by having those that have chips in the game fight the wars.
Rocky Raskowski, real quick, another topic. I've been saying we're reaping what we have sown on college campuses. The future consequences
Absolutely.
Are inevitably shaped by the past and present actions. Give me a quick take on I'm stunned and so disappointed to see such widespread hate on college campuses.
Yeah, there's a lot, but it's fueled by liberal money that's pushed in there. And the thing that we need to focus on, and a quick point, is that congratulations to Columbia and Yale for finally putting a stop to this.
Well, are you being serious or are you kidding?
No, I'm being serious because now
well,
they called
Yale,
in the police forces.
Columbia just disinvited the police from their campus.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
The
police came in and did the right thing when Columbia invited them in, but because it's private property, Columbia can say, okay, thanks very much, now
That's
leave.
The,
and they have to
yeah, they
ask,
did a 180 then.
Yes. They got worried about, I don't know what they got worried about, but okay. Rocky, I appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
I don't know what that noise was I kept hearing. Something was electronic there. But here's everything's working just fine right here, right now. Paul Eisenstein here coming up next on WJR.